Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way, talking about the famous Mitzvah Sezeishes Man Grama. The Gemara talks about that it's referring to there a Mishnah in Kedushin. We learned all positive mitzvahs, which are time-bound, kol Mitzvah Sezeishes Man Grama. Men are obligated to perform them, and women are exempted from these obligations. The notes point out, the Gemara derives the woman's exemption from scriptural exegesis. Meiri here offers a rationale for the decree. Since for the most part women are preoccupied by their marital duties, the Torah released them from those mitzvah obligations, which, because they must be performed at specific times, might conflict with those duties. So the Gemara goes on and says, in those positive commandments which are not time-bound, both women and men are obligated to perform. So this is a very famous Gemara, very famous idea, that mitzvah seseishes man grama nashim eino chayavos. They don't have to do like sukkah, for example, but it's better to do it anyway. Bringing to mind the idea, though, even though they're not obligated, how much more so, how much nicer is it if they do it anyway? How much lifnei mishur sadin is it if they push themselves anyway to do something? How often do we have it in our lives that we don't have to do something, but it would be nice if we did? How often are we not duty-bound to technically perform something, but how wonderful would it be if we could? If we see in a situation in our life, we see an occurrence in our life that we're not obligated, we don't have to, but why don't we push ourselves to try to want to? You don't have to help her, you don't have to help him, you don't have to do this for them. Of course you don't have to, but we should do it for them. It brings to mind the idea we talked about the other night of Emor Ma'at Ve'aseh Harbeh. Sometimes we might say a little but do a lot. Sometimes you'll do a mitzvah, but you should go above and beyond. You don't have to go above and beyond, but you should. Brings to mind the idea, sometimes we cook and we bake for other people. What we try to do sometimes, bli neder, sometimes we say we're making one thing, but we also include cutlery, and we also include napkins, we also include a lot of times a drink, like a seltzer or a water, and sometimes if we're really bold, we might include like a fruit platter. So we say that we're making chicken and broccoli, but sometimes we throw in a little more, because it's good to be lifnei shmishur sadin. Of course, I'm not a great example of things, but in general, it's just a practical application of what we do sometimes. Even though, nashim eino chayavos b'mitzvah seseishes man grama, how much more so, how great is it if they go above and beyond and push them to do so anyway? For our mitzvahs, for our chesed, things in our life, how great would it be, even if we're not obligated to do something anyway? We don't have to give more tzedakah. We already gave the 10% on our check a day ago, but now a different tzedakah came up. How nice is it if you give more? You can't go wrong giving too much tzedakah. You can't go wrong giving too much chesed. Of course, don't deplete your full bank resources, but a little here, a little there. $18 is really going to hurt your bank card so much. It's really going to hurt your account so much. Giving money for Shabbos, for mitzvahs, for chesed, for tzedakah doesn't hurt you in the long run. Hashem will get you back. Hashem will take care of you. Hashem will get back to you. Even though you're not obligated, you don't have to. You should, and you should want to do so. Just as they don't have to do these mitzvahs, but it's wonderful if they do, so too, even if we don't have to do mitzvahs, we don't have to do certain things, we're not obligated at the time, we should push ourselves to do so anyway. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 28 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.